Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
God tells us in Matthew chapter 25 that we will have to give an account for all that we do or don't do with the investment of the kingdom which God has given to each one of us. That can make us move a little uncomfortably in our seats when we think about how we spend our days and how we spend our evenings. What is the couch potato going to say when he stands before the Lord and has to give an account? How is he going to explain his lack of response to the clear call of God on all believers? This is going to be an awkward and uncomfortable moment for many, many people. What can we do to make sure that this awkward moment doesn't take place for us? It's very much in our best interest to be prepared for this inevitable meeting. Find out how to prepare. Learn what will please the Lord on that day. Stay tuned for today's message from Matthew chapter 25, right here on Skies Revival Radio. Hi, this is Tom from the Sky Family. I'm glad you have tuned in again today, and I hope that you have taken my challenge seriously to put aside worldly distractions. The time is coming upon us, indeed, it is on us now, where God is removing the middle ground. There was a time when you could be a decent person and get along pretty well in the world. But God is allowing a great sifting time to take place so that those who desire to be found in Christ cannot just be decent people. They must be holding on to Him with both hands. There is no more place for lukewarmness. God is bringing us to a razor edge where those who choose Him must choose Him with all their might against stiff resistance. And that is my challenge to you. Choose God and take hold of Him with both hands. Do the things that will facilitate this. Turn away from everything that dulls your mind toward the things of God, which is mainly the media. I want to challenge you again to take our fellowship of the unashamed commitment and turn it off. Turn off your secular media and seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, for He will abundantly pardon. Did you ever stop to examine your thoughts and where your thoughts go when you are absorbed in your phone, on the internet, in your movies, and your video games? Did you ever think about where your mind runs to while you are preoccupied with these things? It's not good. In fact, these things turn our thoughts to everything that violates the heart of God's good laws. It is grieving to the Holy Spirit. And that's why the word says, let the wicked man forsake his thoughts. Our thoughts are the same as our actions to God. Go back and read the Sermon on the Mount again, and you'll be surprised to find that everything you think is the same as what you do to God. So let's turn away from all of these things and seek the Lord while He may be found. In the last lesson, we talked about putting aside the distractions of the world in order to be useful to the kingdom of God. When God calls, almost no one is ready to do the work at hand. When God calls, most of his people are comatose in front of a screen and hardly anyone responds. God has called each one of us to be soldiers and workers, not spectators or couch potatoes. He has not called anyone to be a couch potato or a spectator. It is not going to go well for the couch potato when he stands before the Lord and is asked to give an account for the hope that is in him. All around us, people are perishing, and hardly anyone is willing to leave their comfort zone to do what God has called us to do. This is exactly what the second half of Matthew chapter 25 is about. It's the parable of the talents. The first half of this same chapter is the parable of the virgins. It's about staying awake and being alert instead of falling asleep in worldly distractions. The second half is about what to do when we wake up. That is the parable of the talents. I'm going to paraphrase it because it's fairly lengthy. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like a wealthy man who, before going on a journey, gives money to his servants and tells them to invest it and work it until he returns. To one, he gave a large amount of money. To another, he gave some money. And to the third, he gave a small amount. The one who received a lot of money immediately started working with it, and the result was he doubled his master's money. The second did likewise. By working with it, he also doubled what was given him. The third, the one who received a small amount, was lazy and too intimidated to go out and invest his master's money. So when his master returned, he found that the servant had done nothing with what he was given. To the first two servants, the master said, "Well done, good and faithful slaves." But to the third, he said, "You wicked, lazy slave," and he cast him out. This speaks strongly to us. It speaks of God entrusting each of us with a small measure of the kingdom of God. And it is now a matter of what we are going to do with this treasure. Are we going to bury it? Meaning, are we going to just let it lie dormant in us? Or are we going to take it out and begin to work with it? Let's say the master had given a bag of seed instead of money, the seed of the kingdom. Well, we can either let that seed rot, or we can eat that seed, or we can plant it. For those who plant it and work with it, God is very pleased. And to these, he will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Now, what I want to talk about is this. In this planting, God has given us a great latitude to be creative. He gives us wide open opportunities. He says, "Take this seed out and do something with it." In the parable, the master doesn't give any stipulations, and neither does God. He allows us a great measure of creativity. We all have different gifts and different circles of friends, so we can reach out in our own way. All we have to do is be diligent to plant the seed. If you are looking for a way and an opportunity, just ask the Lord for an idea. Just say, "Lord, how would you like me to invest the seed of the kingdom?" And God will do surprising things that are particularly suited to your nature and temperament. To give you an idea of creativity, we know a man who was good at showing and teaching horse tricks. And he started incorporating a gospel message into his performance, and then started putting traction to the materials that were purchased from him. And the result was that he was able to reach many, many people who we would never have a hope of reaching. Isn't that amazing? God will use whatever we give him. He even uses our Irish dance production. Can you imagine that? Another great inspiration is my younger sister. She's a mom with three kids. She lives in the suburbs. An average American? No way. She has the Spirit of God living in her. So she has done amazing things in her world. When she has birthday parties for the neighborhood kids, she celebrates her kids' spiritual birthdays. That is, when they got born again. And it gives her an opportunity to explain it to the kids and their parents. She makes up flyers and hands them out on Halloween when many kids and parents come to her door. Then she started writing a column for the newspaper. This is a housewife with the Spirit of God in her. This can really inspire us that we can truly serve God whatever our station is in life. We're going to continue this pertinent message in the next lesson, so we look forward to joining with you then. If you're just getting acquainted with Sky's Revival Radio, this is an outreach of the Sky Family Music and Revival Ministry, which travels the length and breadth of the U.S. and Canada, calling people everywhere to seek first the kingdom of God. You can listen to previous lessons of the whole Matthew series by typing Sky's Revival Radio into your search. You can also get Sky Family Music and our primary teaching tool, an encouraging book called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. If you have any prayer needs, type Sky's Revival Radio into your search. Let us know how we can pray with you. If you would like to help this ministry through prayer and support, please look us up at Skies Revival Radio. That's spelled S-K-Y, like the sky above, so it's S-K-Y-S Revival Radio. Or you can call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Your contributions go directly to helping keep this radio station on the air. Thank you so much for your help. May the Lord bless you. We look forward to getting together with you again for the next lesson. This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.